From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. The Missouri House Committee investigating the indictment of Governor Eric Greitens held its first meeting last night. It only ended up lasting 2 minutes. Most of that 2 minutes consisted of Republican Chair Jay Barnes of Jefferson City telling reporters that almost all testimony will be closed to them and the public in general. He also says any attempt to find out what happens during closed meetings would be a waste of time. Committee members also voted to close today's meeting to the public, during which they'll begin taking testimony from witnesses. The committee has until April 9th to make its report, which could recommend impeachment, censure, or take no action at all. The Missouri Senate advanced a bill yesterday that would create a pilot program to study the growth, cultivation, processing, and marketing of industrial hemp. The program would be headed by the Missouri Department of Agriculture. A person who wanted to grow hemp would need to apply for a permit and pay an application fee. Plots to grow hemp need to be between 10 and 40 acres to qualify for the program. Senator Brian Munslinger, the bill's sponsor, says this is because the program shouldn't focus on, quote, backyard gardens raising industrial hemp. The bill originally capped the total amount of hemp that could be produced in Missouri at 200 acres. An amendment the Senate adopted expanded that limit to 2,000. According to Munslinger, industrial hemp is currently allowed in 39 other states. Another member of the Satanic Temple is challenging Missouri's abortion restrictions. Dan Margulies reports.
This is the third challenge filed by the Massachusetts-based group. The plaintiff, identified only as Judy Doe, says Missouri's abortion restrictions violate the First Amendment's establishment and free exercise clauses. The first clause bars government actions that favor one religion over another. The second protects individuals' religious beliefs. Doe says Missouri's requirements that women seeking an abortion wait 72 hours and read a pamphlet stating that life begins at conception promote religious beliefs that are at odds with her own. A previous lawsuit filed by a member of the Satanic Temple was dismissed because the plaintiff was no longer pregnant. Another one was argued before the Missouri Supreme Court in January and is awaiting a decision. I'm Dan Margulies.
The Missouri House has given initial approval to a bill repealing Missouri's prevailing wage law for public construction projects. It's a move GOP legislators are prioritizing this year. Right now, cities, school districts, and other governmental entities have to pay more than the state's standard minimum wage for construction and maintenance work. During a House debate yesterday, folks who supported the repeal said lowering wages employers were required to pay would allow more projects like schools and roads to be built with taxpayer dollars. Opponents said that the change would hurt workers. Representatives endorsed the bill 86 to 63 yesterday. Another vote is needed to send it to the Senate, where a similar bill stalled last year. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.